This is a Sichuan news update. Loudoun Park will soon have a new look. After decades of deliberation and more recent feedback from the community, the city of Nanaimo has unveiled updated plans for the Loudoun Park Improvement Project. The city held an open house on Thursday, July 23rd at the park along Long Lake to showcase the plans for interested community members. The projected $11.4 million project will see a new boathouse that includes a community gathering space, public washrooms, training space, and equipment and boat storage. As well, a new playground and additional seating will be added, along with improved trails and beach access. Isaac Morgan is the president of the Long Lake Flatwater Training Center Society, a society created as a joint venture between the Nanaimo Rowing Club and the Nanaimo Canoe and Kayak Club to promote the construction of the building.
Well, the overall park design looks great, and the design for the amenity building is excellent. So the architects have really listened to the sports groups, and I think they've listened to the community, so we're very pleased with the design.
Morgan says the new building will greatly benefit the clubs, but also the entire community.
Well, it will be a great community amenity. It's going to be focused here on Long Lake and within walking distance and biking distance for all the people around this area, and will be a great support for youth and adults and seniors to access paddling, to access rowing, and community programming in the building.
He says he's very pleased to finally be getting to this step in the project.
We're very fortunate to be at this stage with a design emerging, a really solid design, and getting to the point where that becomes a reality to be constructed next year.
Ed and Louise Coteau grew up in Nanaimo and always enjoyed Long Lake. They passed their love for the park to their kids. Growing up in the Wellington area, Louise says she would go to Long Lake whenever she could.
I remember taking the sun swim classes here, learning how to swim here. That was one memory. My husband and I dated. We would come here, ice cream cones, they would have Dickie D, have ice cream.
Ed says he remembers swimming out to the tiny island in the middle of Long Lake. They refer to as Ginger Island.
I spent probably every day from probably the middle of April till sometime in September down here.
Growing up in a house only a block away from the park, he also remembers being able to skate on Long Lake.
And we came to the park in the winter. It used to freeze over more often than it does now, so you could go skating. We used to walk out on the ice, really dangerous now that I think of it. We were out there when we shouldn't have been. But those are my memories.
Today, the lake is popular with families for swimming. The park is also home to the Nanaimo Rowing Club and the Nanaimo Canoe and Kayak Club. Louise says her father, Emil Vallette, was one of the men who originally made the current aging building used by the club.
So when he came here in 1945, he got involved with the small community, and they made it a community association. And they built the Wellington Community Hall. And then through the years, they got more involved with other grants, and they had monies in 1967 for that centennial. And so they decided in their community group to build this shelter.
Louise says as a teenager at the time, she remembers that the best part of the building was the public washrooms connected to it.
We were happy. We had washrooms. Before that, you did not. So you had to go home.
Over the years, Louise says she has seen many changes to the park, including when the rowing club first started using Long Lake. She has always been supportive of the club building being upgraded, but in 2025, when a previous version of the plans for the Loudoun Park improvements came out, she had concerns.
I sort of watched along what was happening until I felt that the trees were part of my history. And I did not want this big facility to take up all of the park. I felt there had to be a better way to do it.
In 2025, Louise joined a group of community members and nearby residents who were concerned with the then $10.8 million plans for a new boathouse that would take up a significant portion of the park and remove 29 mature trees. Following public outcry, Nanaimo City Council voted to reconsider the plans to upgrade the park. The community group had meetings with municipal staff about what they wanted to see improvements look like at a park that meant so much to them. She says through those meetings, the plans were completely redrawn and care was given to the improvement of the whole park. The City of Nanaimo purchased two properties adjacent to Loudoun Park in the fall of 2029, adding 0.49 acres to the park to help make space for the upgrades. Ed says they are both very happy to see these new plan improvements.
I think it's awesome. At first there was a bit of a struggle, I guess. But now everybody's working together. I just think it's awesome.
According to the City of Nanaimo, the project is anticipated to be completed in 2028. For CHY News in Nanaimo, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.